Researchers, teachers, and education departments across the country say it is time to fix the No Child Left Behind Act. They're just not saying how. The Bush administration's school reform is being criticized in almost every state, but NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports that few people are offering solutions.
The Nonpartisan Center on Education Policy has from time to time brought together all kinds of people with different, if not opposing, points of view on the No Child Left Behind Act. At an all-day symposium yesterday, the people who've studied the law's impact fell into two categories, those who think the law was necessary and those who don't. What few people dispute is that the three-year-old law has sent the right message. Jack Jennings, head of the Center on Education Policy, says the message is this. You, the state, the local school board, and the teacher can no longer make excuses for the failure of school children.
This law has done some good in that it's forced educators to deal with the problems of poor kids and kids of color. But we find a system that's workable, not a system that over time will eventually label every public school in America as a failure.
That, in a nutshell, says Jennings, is what some of the research is showing. California school officials predict over 95% of their schools will be labeled failing under the law's formula for measuring adequate yearly progress. In Minnesota, 65%. Connecticut, 93%. The list goes on and on. The problem, according to state education officials, is that the federal government has created about 40 categories with which to show a school is failing, but only one way to show a school is succeeding, standardized test scores. Under the law, every school has until the year 2014 to show that 100% of its students are proficient in reading, math, and science, based on test scores. Even in states that have set lower, more modest achievement benchmarks, like Colorado and Tennessee, most schools look pretty bad under the terms of the No Child Left Behind Act. And that, says Jack Jennings, has left many educators wondering.
Many educators suspect that this is a plot in order to show that public schools are going to fail.
With the beginning of the school year only weeks away, half the states still don't have the data or the means to identify failing schools. And even if they do, most states still cannot offer kids in failing schools the option to go to a better school. So for all its good intentions, researchers say Congress must go back and fix the No Child Left Behind Act. There are at least 23 bills right now proposing to do just that. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.